Okay, the topic I want to discuss is forgetting the Isser, to forget one's learning. So it's based on the Pasuk in the Parsha, and of course, Maseches Yuma. The Pasuk says, Raka yishamer lecha, yishmar nafshecha, me'od pen tishkach, es advarim asher uveinecha. You should pay attention, lest you forget the matters that are in front of you. Feni asumu vavecha, lest it leave your heart. Koy mechayecha, v'odatem, you should let know, levanecha, v'levnei vanecha. Let your children and grandchildren know about what they saw. So what is this pasuk referring to? So there's a big machloket we've shown him, whether this pasuk is describing a mitzvah deraisa to remember Har Sinai, that's the Ramban Shita, to remember Kabbalah Satorah, but according to the Yireim and the Smak, it's a mitzvah regarding remembering your learning, the Torah. That's a machloket, while others don't count it at all. The Rambam doesn't count this as a mitzvah, and the Megillas Esther explains on the side of the Rambam, because it's included in the mitzvah of Limud HaTorah, is not to forget the learning. So it's Bechlal Limud HaTorah, nothing to do with Kabbalah Satorah. Of course, Har Sinai was when we received the Torah, but it's not about remembering that event, not about telling that event over. It's more a mitzvah about remembering the Torah that you've learned. So in that Indian of talking about the Torah that you've learned and the Isser to forget, the Shichas HaTorah, that's going to be the focus of this shir. So the Mishnah Avos, Perek Gimel, tells us that Rabbi Dustai, Rabbi Yanai, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Omer, Kashacheach Daver Echad Mi Mishnaso, a person forgets even one item from his learning, ma'ala lavakas of the Torah considers it ki'ilu mischayiv benafsho, as if he's chayiv misa, and quotes the pasuk from this week's parsha, that person's chayiv misa for forgetting even davar echad mi mishnasa. So the Gemara in Yuma has a similar statement in the name of Rebbe Elazar. It's important to remember Rebbe Elazar, he's going to be a very, very big player in this game, as we'll see at the end, the Divrei Machshava connected in just at the end, but remember the name Rebbe Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar says, "Kam shecheach davar mitamudo garim galus libanav." A person who forgets his learning, he's going to cause exile, galus to his children. Shenemar quote a different pasuk, "V'tishkach Torah selkecha eshkach banecha gam ani." You forget my Torah, I'll forget your children. So just, we're going to come back to Divrei Agada at the end, but just to keep in mind that firstly, why does the Gemara here say mitamuda, while the Mishnah Avos says mimishnaso? That's one difference. And the second obvious difference is the punishments are not parallel. The Mishnah Avos says the punishment is onesh chayiv misa, and the Gemara in Yuma says it's chayiv galus. It's kilu, it's not really not going to get tried in capital punishment for it, but kilu chayiv benavsha. Not sure how far we'll go, but it's a serious thing, as opposed to galus, like the Gemara in Yuma says. So let's do some Divrei Halacha a little bit, and we'll come back to the Divrei Agada at the end. So the Machlokas and the Rishonim on the Gemara here in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, the Ritva writes, this is number 4, what does it mean, Kol Meshecheach Davar Mitamudo, Perishagorim Bemezid, Bemezid Lishkach Davar Mitamudo. He intentionally causes himself to forget the Torah. Bemezid. How do you accomplish Bemezid? Okay, they discuss this, but Bemezid, he intentionally does this. While the Meiri writes that Chol Mishkacho Derech Atzla V'Yeish Nenash Aleh, it's through his laziness, through his his carelessness. Not that he's intentionally trying to accomplish this, but he just becomes lazy, and that's all. So the Ritva said, seemingly from the Ritva, it sounds like the person was an atzlan, he was just lazy. So maybe the Ritva assumes, I think, that it's not bechlal this iser. Only a person's amazed. He tries somehow to cause his mind to think of other things and forget the Torah. Perhaps we could throw out Rabbi Zeira. Rabbi Zeira, when he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he didn't want to remember the learning of Bavel, so he fasted for 40 days to forget all the Torah he learned in Bavel, so he could have a clear mind when he comes to learn the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Now, that itself is a fascinating conversation of the Torah of Bavel versus the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. That was a tremendous thing that Rabbi Zeira did. But again, I'm not sure Rabbi Zeira violated the Isser of Shicha, but that's a way of being mazed, trying to proactively forget your learning. The person just was lazy. It sounds like from the Ritva, maybe he wouldn't be Bechlal the Isser. While the Miri says if a guy is stam lazy and just goes off to do whatever he's doing, playing basketball all day long, that's considered the Isser, the Fida Besa Bechiva, Fida Miri. That's what it sounds like. So let's understand this Machlokes between the Ritva and the Meiri. Again, if a guy is lazy, the Meiri says there will be an Isser, but the Ritva says there will be no Isser if the guy is lazy. Only if he's mazed will he get Isser. So what's that in the Machlokes between the Ritva and the Meiri? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, let's understand the nature of this Isser. What's the idea of this Isser forgetting Torah? So Rabbeinu Yonah writes, I imagine if I had asked any of you what the reason why you have to forget, why there's an Isser to forget Torah, I imagine each one of you probably would say, like Rabbeinu Yonah says. Rabbeinu Yonah says in Mishnah Avos that, Ki yavo lahoros al pi hasgara. So he's going to try to paskin Shabbos based on his memory. The Yomer Kach Amr Li Rabbi, Rabbi told me this. The Yasser Hamutter, he's going to prohibit that which is permitted, and Yati Ha'aser, he's going to permit that which is prohibited. The Nimtes Takala Ba'al Yado, he's going to cause tremendous Yisurim based on his Psak. The Nikar Poshea, Mipnei Shigas Talmud Alo Zada. So the concern is he's going to forget. He's going to forget his learning and make an incorrect Psak. Halacha, letter of Moshe, who very much relied on his memory, as among other poskim, if someone said during shir that it was a Tosas Amud Beis or Amud Aleph, he said the wrong one, he'd stop the shir and go over and just make sure he was correct, and he was always correct, because if he was mistaken by even an Amud Aleph Amud Beis, he'd have to stop writing tshuvas, because all his tshuvas are based on memory. He wouldn't look things up. He knew everything by heart, so he'd just write and write and write. And if for a moment he's starting to forget, then he would stop writing tshuva. So that's why he'd stop a shir to make sure his marmokomos were exactly correct. So that's because you have to rely on your memory, because if you don't, if your memory is not good, you're going to make an incorrect psak. So it comes out as a parenthetical point. I know yesterday Rabbi Leibowitz mentioned that the Mishnah, those learning Daf Yomi in the second parak of Sanhedrin, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to follow the mita because he might come to touch it. And there's a diak from that Mishnah, it says Kemoshin Emar in the Mishnah, which Ramban says whenever it says Kemoshin Emar, it's not really derais, it's only din derabanan. But if you look at the Rashi there, Rashi seems to say it's a real Isser Deraisa, that Mikdash Lo Yetze, the Kohen Gadol is not allowed to leave the base of Mikdash. And what's the reason? Because he might come to touch the Mita, become Tame. So it's a Deraisa, but a Siag Deraisa. The positive Mikdash Lo Yetze, don't leave the base of Mikdash, lest you come to touch it. So it's a Deraisa telling you, don't do it, lest you come to do something. It's a Siag Deraisa. So I told Rabbi Lutz afterwards that Rav Yosef Engel, in his whole list of Siag Deraisas, he includes Mimikdash Lo Yetze as one of the examples of a Siag Deraisa. So Rabbeinu Yonah, this would be another example. There's a pasuk, Isser Deraisa, to forget your Torah. Why is it Aser? Because you might come to make a mistake. It's a Siag Deraisa, just to put that on the list. I don't think this appears on Rav Yosef Engel's list, but seemingly it should appear. So again, the reason why you can't forget your learning is because you might make a mistake in your Psak. That's a simple understanding. Would there be another explanation you guys could think of why it'd be usser to forget your learning? Okay, so I'll suggest something. Yes?
Just based on that question I asked you earlier, if there's an isser in and of itself to have an incorrect psak, is it shy to say that you would have a siag to prevent you from doing something that isn't necessarily in and of itself a particular isser?
Yeah, because it could be a siag that might lead to a bad result, even though it's not necessarily an isser. It still could just takala. So.
Is there anything that pshat and the ritva and the mirror are both coming based on Rabbeinu Yonah?
No, I haven't explained them yet. We're going to come back to the ritva and mirror afterwards. We'll come back after. So let's go off on a little bit of a tangent. It's connected to a sugi. You guys saw Ayin Vav yet? Amud Beis in the second Seder? The sugi is in the last parak. So there's a very interesting Tosos there, connected to something I mentioned in the Tisha B'Av morning, the connection of the Isser to be a Shikr. A person can't be drunk entering into the base of Migdash into do Avoda. So there's two Tosos in. There's a third one, I think, in Nazir as well. But there's a Tosos in Yuma Ar Mesechta Ayin Vav Amud Beis, and there's a Tosos in Shuas Chav Gimel. I think there's also a Tosos in Nazir. And they give different reasons as to why it's Usser to enter in the base of Migdash while being Shikr. What would you say? I'll ask you, unless you saw inside. They'll make a mistake. Pashut, you make a mistake. You're going to be drunk and you're going to do something you shouldn't be doing, and it's going to be a mistake. What's another reason?
Not kavadik.
You don't have the proper machshava. In the place of the Beis HaMikdash where the Shechina is, you should have a proper machshava. So being drunk is not in the proper state. Not because you're going to make a mistake. Having revis, the Isser Derais is a revis, which is not so much. Many people can have a revis and still drive a car fine. So you're not going to make a mistake. But there's going to still be some buzz that won't be in the proper state of being in the base of Migdash. So the Tosos in Yuma, number 7, writes clearly. The time, he's asking an Isser of, read to the Tosos, interesting Tosos, I don't want to get involved in the background here. But he says the time of Rabbi Ika de lo yalef mishum shtuya yayin, drinking, being drunk into the Beis Hamikdash, it's gnaihu, it's disgraceful, likanes shikr, lifnim, to enter in the state of drunk. Dafilu lifnei melech bas vedam einosin kein. You wouldn't walk in front of the president being drunk. Kol shikain lifnei melech malchei amlochim akadosh baruch hu. And the chayvin, the time of mishum halchi, since the reason is because you're not going to have the proper estate, mishum halchi mali yain mali shar mashachron. Who cares whether it's wine or any other alcoholic beverage? It's both going to put you in that same state. Now, if you look at the Tosfos and Shavuos, I think it's even clearer in Tosfos in Nazir. But number 8, you could read this in two ways. But he writes in number 8, lefisha kosev tala betir fadas. Now, what does tir fadas mean? Does that mean he just lacks the machshava, or he might make a mistake in his tir fadas? And he says, and the fact that the pasuk says lahavdu lahoros, it sounds like it's connecting to giving a correct psak halacha. It sounds like you might make a mistake in the avoda of tir fadas. So too, you might make a mistake in the psak halacha, in the hora that one might give. So I think again, if you look in the Gemara and Nazir, I think it's clear there. But what comes out is there are two different reasons why you shouldn't be drunk entering to the Beis HaMikdash, either because you might make a mistake, or because you're in a Makom Kadosh and you have to have the proper frame of mind, a Machshava. So the Ramban actually just says, Tudinim, in number 9, the Ramban in the Parsha Shemini, when it talks about Nadav Vaviyu, he says two things. Yeah, I actually gave my, one of my Kol Elyon Chaburs was on this topic of Shtuya Yain in the Beis HaMikdash. So I spoke about this. Indian went through some nafkaminas. So the Ramban, when I quoted this Ramban, I didn't note this, but Rav Rosenzweig pointed out he thinks Ramban's saying two dinim here. So Ramban writes, "Hatam b'tzava azos ata shelo yita kohen b'shichras hayayin." He shouldn't make a mistake, and also v'yavo lidei machshava sheinu kahugan, and also to have improper machshava. So I don't know how I read it initially. I read it as one way, but Rosenzweig pointed out he thinks they're really two dinim. They're both true here. You might make a mistake, and you also might have a machshava. I don't know how I missed that, but these are the two dinim of the Ramban. So now that being said, we could come back to our sugya and understand that when it comes to shichas haTorah, it might be because you might make a mistake, Rabbeinu Yonah, or it might be inappropriate. It's not appropriate if you're learning Torah to forget Hashem's Torah. Not because you're going to make a mistake. Even if you're not in the business of giving haraz and a psak din and you're not a rav, it's still inappropriate to forget any of the learning that you learned. So I think you could learn this from a Rashi in Temur. He might mean this. The Gemara in Temur, it's a well-known Gemara in Temur. There are a couple of Gemaras in Temur that people know. This is one of them, that the Gemara talks about that there's an Isser of Dvarim Shebichsav, Yet HaRashar L'Omrim Bal Peh. You can't say Psukim by heart. There's an Isser D'Raisa, Shulchan Aruch brings it down L'Halacha. You can't say Psukim by heart. There are a few exceptions. You could say Shema by heart. You could say Kabrin Tamid by heart. Mishnah Berurah says you could say Tilim by heart, since everyone knows Tilim by heart. That's a joke. We don't know Tilim by heart, but Mishnah Berurah says everyone did know Tilim by heart, but he says you're allowed to say Tilim by heart since everyone knows it. So Dvarim Shebichsav Yet HaRashar L'Omrim Bal Peh. And the flip side, Dvarim Shal Peh Yet HaRashar L'Omrim B'Ksav. You can't write Torah Shebal Peh, you can't put it in writing. Those are two Isurim, the Isra Aseh, that I learned out from the Pesukim, because one Pasuk says, Kasav L'Ches HaDvar Me'ila, write them. And the other pasuk says, Al Pi HaDvar Ma'ila. Is it Ksav or is it Al Peh? So we said there are two different Torahs, Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav, and they're mutually exclusive. Torah Shebichsav can't be said Al Peh, and Torah Shebal Peh can't be B'Ksav. So then, how come they wrote all Torah Shebal Peh B'Ksav? Because he said, Eis La'asos La'ashem, Mefaru Torasecha, and the Eis La'asos, when there's a Shas at the Chak, is worthy of being Mefer the Torah, you could be Oker the Torah. So the Gemara in Temur says, Mutav te'akar Torah v'al tishtakach Torah mi'Yisrael. Better to uproot the Psukim, to be made for the Torah, to go against the Isser of Torah and writing down Torah Shema Peh in order to preserve the Torah that people shouldn't forget. So Rashi says something very interesting on the Gemara there. He says, Kishe'osin hadavar l'shem kudushas Hashem roi l'hafer Torah secha mutav. When you're doing it l'kudushas Hashem, to preserve the shame. He's not saying because we might make a mistake and he might make a wrong psak and a wrong halacha. It's because it's k'shos and davar l'shem k'dus shashem. You're doing it l'shem shemayim. That's your intention. That's possible to say. I saw in the Sefer something along these lines, not quite like this. But Rashi's saying it's because you're preserving the Torah, not because a psak halacha. This is a Masorah. This is preserving the Torah. It's preserving the idea of Kabbalah Satorah. The Masorah that we have is preserving the Shem Hashem, the Kedusha of Shem Hashem. And that's what we're trying to continue here, not because of any mistake. It's more, again, not quite, more of like that Machshava of the Shikr entering through the Beis HaMikdash. You can't be shikr. You're not having the proper thoughts. You're not preserving the Shem Hashem. You're not preserving the Kedusha. So Rashi says, maybe along the same lines, that Shichas HaTorah is about preserving the Torah, not because of a concern of a mistake. So I think there's a nafkamina, a couple of nafkaminas. So we'll say two nafkaminas. One nafkamina is the Ritva, the Miriwa, I'll get back to in a second. Let's first go to a different nafkamina, the machlokas between the Gra and the Balatanya. The Kesar Rosh, the Rav Chaim Mivolozhin, quotes a lot of the minhagim of the Gra and his psakim. So he quotes in Kesar Rosh Simon Samech Zayin that with regards to Shichas HaTorah, the Isser to forget, it only applied to the Rishonim who actually learned, not the Rishonim here, but the Rishonim as in the Amar Tanaim, who memorized Mishnah Torah. They memorized rather Torah Shebaal Peh. So only them who had to memorize it was there an Isser to forget it. But nowadays, that everything's written down, Mishnah and Gemara is all written down, there's no Isser to forget anymore because it's all there written. There's no problem anymore. There is no Isser Bizman Azeh because Torah Shebaal Peh has become Torah Shebichsav.
Where is he learning out the Isser
from? Where is he learning from?
Meaning that if it's from a
Pasuk,
right?
And the Pasuk was only when Torah Shebaal Peh. But now the Torah Shebaal Peh has evolved into Torah Shebichsav, if you will. There's nothing to memorize. It's all written down. We have a Gemara. Everything is written down. Everything's in Shulchan Aruch. So there's no Isser to forget. But Shulchan Aruch Harav, right? Question?
Was it never a problem to... there never an Isser to forget Torah Shebichsav?
By that, they say there's never an Isser. Rashi writes in Shabbos that there is no Isser because it's all written. It's all... We have Sefer Torah. So if you forget it, that's okay because it's all accessible. Torah Shebaal Peh wasn't always accessible. But now the Gemara says it is accessible... So then there's no need to memorize everything. You could forget things. The Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in the Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Beis that even though now, this is number 13, Gam Achshav, even though nowadays, Shenichtava Torah Shebaal Peh, it's all written, V'yuchal La'ayin Bisvarm, you could look everything inside, Masha Shachach, whatever you forgot, look it up. Ein Zemor Klum. This doesn't help you. Because it can miyad Sheshachach over Balav. The moment you forget it, you violate the Isser. Kodem Shiayin, before you look it up. If there's any moment in time, that you're going to forget. That's the Isser. So what's the machlokas between the Gra and the Baal Tanya here? No, but what's the deeper? What's the reason why? That's the Maisa. Is there an Isser B'Zman there or not? But what's driving the machlokas?
It says totally what we said before. Because if it's about making an incorrect psak, so it's not going to be a problem. Because you could just look up what you forgot.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Gra holds, it's all about making an incorrect psak, like the Rabbeinu Yonah writes. So it's not going to be an incorrect psak, so I'll look it up. I'll look it up on a sefer. I'll ask a Rav. I'll ask someone else what the psak is. But the Baal Tanya felt that the Isser is more like what we're suggesting in Rashi. That's about just your machshava begavra, not about any psak that might come out. But each gavra has to have that machshava, that clarity, and that remembering of the Torah. And therefore, even though I could find the psak, it's not about the psak. It's about having the proper machshava. You're entering into the Beis HaMikdash, if you will. You're entering into that world of Hara, that world of Limud HaTorah, and that applies even in Bizman HaZeh. And that's, I think, how you explain the Baal Tanya Shita. It's very possible that this machlokas, before we get back to that Meiri in the Ritva, is a machlokas Amaraim in the Gemara in Erevin, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Beis. The Gemara there says it's a bit of a tricky Gemara, not too tricky, but there is a machlokas. Should we read this? Let's read this inside. Number 14. Amar Rav Shizvi Mishum Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria. Ma'i dechse, what does it mean? Lo yechrach remiat tzida. That a ramai, a trickster, won't have a chance to literally cook his tzad, whatever he catches. What does that mean? Lo yichlo vol yarech yomim tzayid haramai. He won't live long. So what in the world is this talking about here? So Rashi explains here that Rashi number 15, Tzai Ramai, Shemarba Begirsa Veinu Mechazer Aleha. A guy who learned a lot and tricks people. Like, I'm a big Talmud Chacham. You know, I make simim all the time. I know a lot. And the guy doesn't really chazer anything. So that's a Ramai. That's a guy who's a Ramai. He learned a lot, but he's not mechazer anything. He's a trickster. Rav Sheisha says, Tzai HaRamai Yachroch. So he's going to be, he's called a Ramai. Well, is that really true? And he gives an example. He gives a mashal that even a Ramai could even get some benefit. He could cook his food. So again, unclear what's going on here. So Rashi says, Rav Sheshes Amar Ein De Ramai El Shote. He's an idiot, if you will. He's not a Ramai. He's a Shote. He doesn't know anything. So what's a machlokis here? Whether he's called the Ramai or he's called the Shote. That's what comes out for Rashi. Is he a guy who does learns a lot but doesn't do Chazara? I mean, he forgets his Torah. Is he a Ramai or is he a Shote? I think maybe you could say it depends on the nature of the Isser of the Shichas HaTorah, what the Isser is. If you assume the Isser is that you need to know how to paskin, so then you're called the Shote. You don't know anything. You forgot everything you've learned. But if it's a Ramai that you're playing games, a Ramai is a person who's just inappropriate. He's just trying to trick people. That's not a way to play games with the Torah. Torah is a Davar Kedusha, and a person who's trying to play games with Davar Kedusha, maybe such a person is called a Ramai. Again, a suggestion. I don't know if it connects so much. But these are the two different approaches of whether the Isser Shicha is because Shem, you might make a mistake, or because it's not the proper machshava to forget any of Hashem's Torah. So now we can go back perhaps to the Ritva and the Meiri to explain what they argued on. The Ritva said that only if a person's been mazed, he intentionally forgets his learning, does he violate the Isser. But if just because he's lazy, that will not be Bechlal the Isser. But the Meiri thinks even if a guy's lazy, that too will be Bechlal the Isser. So how can we connect? Any suggestion how we could connect this back?
If it's totally on Kedusha Satorah and Machshavit and having the proper Machshavos, so then being lazy is already in violation of that. You're not being Machavit the Torah and Talmud Torah properly. If it's just totally on knowing it, like, so you don't come to incorrect Pesach, so then if you intentionally try to forget it, so fine, but if you're just being lazy, so you're not necessarily undermining your ability to look something up.
Right. Okay, so you could say, so let's say that way approach first. So we're saying that if it's the mazed, we're saying if the only you'll violate the issue if you're bemazed, so then the guy is trying to get rid of it bemazed, he's going to forget the psak, you're saying. The guy's lazy and just kind of leaves his system just over time because he's lazy and chazering. That won't necessarily lead to an incorrect psak, you're saying. But if it's about just the lack of machshav and kedusha and kavod haTorah, so then even a guy just being lazy, that already would show some level of pagam. Okay, could be.
If it's about not at the moment of the run, not being able to come up with the psak, why does it matter how you lost it? But as long as you didn't have it, I'm saying, what's the pshat of the mizu? It doesn't matter how you didn't remember it. You didn't remember it, and that's the issue. If we're saying that's the issue of getting the Torah.
It's a very, very good question. It's a very good question. So the point is that the Isser Shicha, remember, it's not when you give a wrong psak. The Isser Shicha is when you forgot it because it might lead to wrong psak. So we're not concerned at that moment when you've given the wrong psak. It's what your thoughts are now that might lead to that point. Does everyone suggest another way to look at it?
Yeah, I was going to say that if it's about a zilzal of the Torah forgetting it, and that zilzal only comes about if you actively did something. That's the real zilzal. You actively did something to cause yourself to forget it. But if there's an imperative to no psak, then even laziness is going to be a problem.
I agree. So that was the approach I thought as well. I was going back and forth. I really was. But I was more comfortable with this approach. And I'll say that again. If the point is that you might make an incorrect psak, so if you lose it, no matter how you lose that information, whether you did it by mazes or whether you did it because of being lazy, you don't have that information anymore, and it will result in a wrong psak. If the issue is a bizayon of the Torah, if you will, so it's only bizayon if you're mamish b'mezid, you're stepping over the Torah, you're trying to fast for 40 days. I'm not making fun of Rabbi Zera, he was a different Indian. But a person tries to fast to forget his Torah, that's a bizayon, that's a zilzal Torah. If a guy is lazy, that's not aggressive laziness. It's not an aggressive way of mivaz of the Torah. I could see how one could say being lazy is a bizayon of the Torah, but certainly not as much as a one b'mezid trying to forget his learning. So maybe that's how you could explain this machlokas between the Ritva and the Meiri.
I think you're a little bit more lenient, possibly, than I would. You said someone who's just playing basketball, they're just lazy. Maybe that's considered someone that's actively forgetting it, in a way.
It could be. That's for another schmooze of whether a person...
It's how to be Magder.
Right. Yes, for exactly.
Whatever it is.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be Magder, what's considered lazy, but yeah.
Lazy might mean someone that's in the vase all day. They're just not, like, shuck it, and they're not...
It could be. It certainly could. I personally am a fan of playing basketball. So I hope that's not considered lazy. I think it helps strengthen you and come back and learn stronger. But that's another schmooze. how to be magdi, what's considered laziness in Limud HaTorah. So I think there is the Marsha here. I think there are actually two dinim in the Marsha, connecting to these two ideas. So the Marsha asks the question of how come the Gemara in Yuma says Lashon of Talmudo, if a guy forgets his Talmud and it leads to Galus, and the Mishnah of Avos says Lashon of Mishnaso and it leads to Chiv Misa. So the Marsha says there are really two dinim here. And I think they connect to the two suggestions we said above. So he says, number 16, that the Lashon of Mishnah is referring to the Dvarim that a person was Makabel from his Rebbe, like Mishnayos, and that's Onsh Gadol. That's a very serious punishment and really a result in a Chiyuv Misa. Here the Gemara Nim was referring to Talmud, which is Pilpul HaTalmud, Havayos Abai Verava, understanding the Svaras, understanding the logic, and that's less of a Isser, and that's only leading to Galus Abanav. Why Galus? Because he explains that Galus, a person lacks his clarity when a person's in Galus, when he's in exile. So to learn Svara, Havayos Dabai the Rava, requires clarity. So I'm going to just conceptualize this in two different categories we have throughout Shas. There's Gummer Vesavar, the Gemara says. The Talmud Chacham is one who's Gummer Vesavar. Gummer means he remembers, he is Gemara. Gemara says all the time, Gemiri, it's a Mesara tradition of just a Kabbalah of a Mishnayos. And then there's Svara, there's a analytics, there's logic. So Gemir Visvir, those are two elements the Gemara throughout Shas always talks about. Gamar Visavar. Many, you see this many times. You have to memorize and you have to be logical. So the Mishnayos, the Kabbalah, is the Gemir, the Mesorah, the tradition that you have, the Kabbalah. That's Chai Mis if you've forgotten that tradition. And then there's the Svar, the logic, that's less of an issue. That's called Tamudo, that's Pilpulo, that's called Svar. These are the two elements. If you look at the Brisker Rav Al Torah in this week's Parsha, he elaborates on the inin of Kabbalah to Mesorah, preserving the Mesorah, that inin of preserving the Mesorah, which the Briskers love to talk about all the time. Rav Shechta talks about Nefesh HaRav, about this inin of preserving the Mesorah, being the most famous Mesorah, being the ones passing on the Mesorah. So I think these two elements of Mishnah versus Gemara, Gemir versus Sviri, connect to the two different Isurim of Rabbeinu Yonah versus Rashi. Why? Because according to Rashi, the whole idea was to preserve the Mesorah, the Kedushas Hashem, the Kedushas HaMikdash, the Machshava. Just being a person who's carrying the tradition on, that Shitas Rashi, that's the Mishnayos, that's the Mishnaso, that's the Chayiv Misa, the Pirkei Avos, preserving that Mesorah. But we know one cannot paskin based on Mishnayos alone, that's just the Gemir, that's the tradition, that's the starting off point. But to give a psak halacha, that's where the Gemara comes in. That's dealing with all the steers of the Mishnayos. That's dealing with all the reasons of the Mishnayos. That's the pilpula. So that's going to be the other reason why you can't forget the Torah. That's Rabbeinu Yonah's reason of you might give an incorrect psak halacha, which is a problem, but it's not as severe. That's just going to result in galus. It's not just, but it's going to be, again, relative to Misa, it's only going to result in galus. So I think the Marsha's explanation here are really two dinim of Rabbeinu Yonah versus the Rashi. Now, just throw out there, for your own interest, is a fascinating Nitziv here, and then I'll go back to some Divrei Haggadah. The Nitziv writes here in the Daf and Yuma, Lam Nechesem Ebeis, he's Mechalik differently. And it throws everything on its head, just for, again, another approach if you want to be Ma'ayin into this, that the Gemara here is referring to Mishnaso, rather the Gemara in Yuma, where it says Mishnaso, is referring to that which a person was Mechadish on his own. The Nitziv was very fond of people making their own chidushim. He writes this other places. It's an Indian to be Bal Mechadish. Such an Indian, you kone your own Torah. Those doing Daf Yomi said that there's a Tosas today that was talking about the Talmud Chacham could be Mochan's Kvodo, but a Melech cannot be Mochan's Kvodo. What's the difference? So the king's Kavod is not his own Kavod, it's the Klaisa's Kavod. So he has no right to be Mochan Klaisa's Kavod. But Talmud Chacham can be mochel on its kvodo because Taraso, it's his Torah. He earned it. He's mechadish it. He earned it. He acquired it. So he could also be mochel on his own kavod. It's a huge inyan in the Svarim that wants to be mechadish his own divrei Torah. So that a person cannot forget, he says. That's Chai Misa. But then he says it's counterintuitive. Something you learn from your Rebbe, though, that's called Talmudo. You were taught that as a Talmud. So that you can't forget. I mean, you can't. But it's a lesser Isser to forget that which you learned from your Rebbe. That's only Chayiv Galus. Very strange why that would be. Again, it requires some explanation, but I'll leave you with that point in the tziv, this chilip between your own chidushim versus that which you learn from your own Rebbe. Now let's talk about some Divrei Haggadah connecting further to the Parshan Shabbos Nachamu. Yes, either one.
Is anyone mechalik between different areas of Torah, like shouldn't forget the Psachim Shavuro, but you could forget the 15 Nafka Minos and like Yei Shalom Midas, which like because in terms of the Chakira, like
right.
One of them.
Yeah, so I haven't seen it, but it would make sense. Anything that's not related to Psach Halacha, so Rabbeinu Yonah says you probably could forget, unless you want to say every Havamina, there's a possible there's an Afkamina. You never know. You never, some Halacha could come out of it.
Yeah, but that's a stretch.
I don't know. It's discussed what the Indian of Havaminas are. Some say there is Halachas you can learn from Havaminas, but I agree. Pashup Shad is, I think it's a very good point, things that are rejected, or things that are rejected the Halacha that we don't hold of, then you wouldn't have to remember according to Rabbeinu Yonah. But according to, like, Beis Shammai, let's say. But according to Rashi, it's all Torah, Ilelu.
Like
so then for Rashi, even Shitas Beis Shammai, there's an in to learn it and to remember it. So I think it's a good afkamina.
Why are you assuming that the Mishnasa is a greater punishment? Why is Kilim Schai Benafsho worse than Goyim Galus Levana?
Because the guy's going to die. At least Galus, in terms of the...
It's Levana. It's generational. As opposed to, okay, himself...
Don't repeat that to your wife, all right? The Achorim did not assume this way. I guess the assumption is that the current state of a person is the more severe punishment. What's going to affect the later generations is considered less of a punishment. Okay. So, we find ourselves now in Shabbos Nachamu, and the question, of course, they'll ask, what is the Nechama on Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av? And we know the Gemara tells us that Ma'av the Aretz, why was the Torah law? Why was the Rabbi Beis HaMikdash? Why was it destroyed? Because they didn't say Brichas HaTorah beforehand, because their lack of care for the Torah, the Shichas HaTorah. And then the question becomes, so how is Shabbos Nachamu a Nechama for the loss of learning? So the Gemara in Erevin and Daf Nun Dalet Amud Aleph, we saw Amud Beis, but Amud Aleph says that in the name of Rebbe Elazar, that Shichas HaTorah comes about because of the Cheda Egel and the Shvias HaLuchos, the breaking of the Luchos, and the Cheda Egel led to the forgetting of the Torah. And to where that the Ksarim, the Shnei Ksarim, the Nasav and Nishma that Klai Yisrael received, they were taken away and given to Moshe Rabbeinu. They forgot Nasav and Nishma, they forgot Shichas HaTorah comes about from that. So the Arizal writes that on every Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu returns back the Shnei Ksarim, the two crowns go back, the Nasav and Nishma go back to Klai Yisrael every single Shabbos. And the Sfas Emes writes, this is in Parshat Kisisa, Taf Reish Samech Beis, that any learning done on Shabbos is not forgotten. There is no Shichas HaTorah for learning done on Shabbos. Shabbos is protects from any Shichas HaTorah. So that would explain very simply as to why, after losing the Beis HaMikdash and after being Noeg Tisha B'Av, so now Shabbos Nachamu comes along, certainly the Parsha of Eschanan and Kabbalah Satorah, the second Luchos, that's coming to tell us that there is no Shicha, Parsha of Eschanan, on Shabbos in particular, there is no Shicha, we get back our Ksarim, we get back our Nasav and Ishmael, that's supposed to be the Nechama that we're receiving on Shabbos Nachamu after Tisha B'Av. Now further, the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei Beis tells us that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av when it fell out on Shabbos. And I spoke to Rav Ari Edelstein just before. I once heard him say this at Shalom Zachar. I wanted to know, remind me what he had said. So he reminded me that, speaking of Shichas HaTorah, he also had forgotten. He had to look at his notes, he told me. So Rebbe said, wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av that year. So he said from Rav Shor, because when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, that means Shavas B'Tamuz also falls out on Shabbos. So that means in that year, the Shvias Aluchos and Cheda Ego, there is no Gzeira of Shichas HaTorah that given year because it fell out on Shabbos, whatever year it turned out to be. We had it 2 years ago, I think. So therefore, since there's no Shavas B'Tamuz, because there's no Cheda Ego, there's no Shichas HaTorah, so Mimela, there shouldn't be a Tisha B'Av either because they're all connected to each other. So that was the idea of Rebbe trying to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av of that year because there's no Shichas HaTorah in the world for that given year. And we know Rebbe was the one who spent his lifetime writing and putting down the Mishnayos. He wrote it. He was an Osik in the Shichas HaTorah. He was trying to, that we shouldn't forget Torah Shebaal Peh. He put it b'ksav. That was his goal in life, to prevent the Shichas HaTorah. So Dafka was Rebbe. He was trying to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av of that year because there was no Shichas HaTorah that given year. So there's a Gemara in Shabbos that tells us that Rebbe Elazar again. he once went to a place the Gemara describes that had very nice wine and water, and it was a Gemara says that this, I forget the area it was exactly in, but that place had such good gashmius was the cause for the Asar Shvatim to be sent into Galus. So Rabbi Elazar says he once went there, and he was drawn in by that gashmius, and he was drawn into it. And he came back, and he was learning, and he started to say, Hacheresh hayala libam. He made a mistake. The pasuk is Hachodesh hazeh lachem, and he read as Hacheresh hayal libam. That was a mistake. So he davened on his behalf, and he remembered all his Torah. So Rav Arya pointed out to me that the letters got switched, the dalet to the resh, and the zayin to the yud, and the chaf to the beis are the letters Rebbe. Resh yud beis, which is also riv. It's spelled at riv. Cheresh is a resh. Haya is yud. Libam is beis. Resh yud beis is riv, fighting. Machlokes leads to shichas haTorah. So it's dafka Rebbe, those same osios, who took the riv and switched them around to Rebbe in order to continue the learning and to forget the shichas haTorah. So that's exactly why Shabbos Nachmu comes after Tishba, because it was all the Shichas HaTorah, from the Cheda Ega, from the Shvias HaLuchos, that led to the burning, the destruction of Beis HaMikdash. So now reading Parshat Veschanan, the second Luchos, which is supposed to bring back the remembering of the Torah, particularly on Shabbos, which is the returning of the Shnei Ksarim, Nas V'Nishma, particularly with Rebbe, so that's the Indian of Shabbos Nachmu. Yes, here's a question. Okay. Okay, Shkar, everyone have a one.